broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me again tonight on another episode of the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you have not tuned in with us before, I just want to welcome you and thank you again for opening your hearts and your home to me and my guest tonight. If you also haven't heard the show before, I always like to reiterate a little bit of what the show's about, just to kind of give you a background and a taste of what we'll be talking about. But this blog started with the heart and mind to encourage and inspire women to be in the best shape of their life, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And I always like to encourage women that it starts in the inside. So if your thoughts are poisoned with worry or anxiety or stress, then that's also going to wreak havoc on your body. And when your body's not feeling well, then you tend to not really be in the mood to do things that are healthy for your soul. And so I always say that the mind, body, spirit, and soul goes together, and that is how we're able to represent the true woman of God that God has made us, and really shine our light to encourage other women to be their true selves. I feel like it's just so easy in today's society to wear a mask and always pretend to be the person you think that somebody else wants you to be. And it's so much more authentic and rewarding just to kind of step out of the mold that people try to place you in and really embrace the gifts and the talents that God has given you, because each person is unique. And I think it's also better, instead of comparing yourself to the woman next to you, really embracing who you are and applauding who she is. I think if we're always looking to one up somebody, or we're comparing our lives why we don't look, think, or talk like the other woman, then it almost downplays who God made you to be. And God doesn't make junk, and you're not trash, and you're not worthless, but you were paid for with the precious blood of Jesus, who died on the cross for you, because he could not imagine eternity without you there. And he loves you so much, and so it breaks his heart when he sees, you know, other women just when they look in the mirror just feeling sad on who they see, or if it's like a distorted kind of viewpoint of them. And I say all of this not because I have my life perfectly together, but I have been that girl, and I have been that girl who struggled immensely with my identity, and where I would compare myself to the women in the magazines or celebrities, and I just always didn't feel like I measured up. I never felt like I was quite right. And when God really highlighted in my heart who I was in him, and I was able to love myself in a well-balanced way, it gave me so much peace of mind, and it really inspired me to bring that to light in other women's hearts too, because life is just too short and too precious to waste it trying to be someone else other than you. So that is my, you know, heart in the blog and the radio show in a nutshell. And I don't want to waste too much more time because I have such a special guest. I'm so excited to bring her on. And in my eyes, she probably doesn't know, but she is like a total celebrity to me. I think she's just so cool. And it's also amazing at a woman who is her age, the amount of accomplishments that she has is just so awe-inspiring. And it's awesome because sometimes we think that we have to wait until later on in life to do something big for God or to step out into our calling. And she's really just taken the reins by storm and started off young. And it's like, wow, that's so cool. And I think other women need to just hear what she has to say. And she also pastors at Generation Church, that is in East Mesa, alongside her husband. And she, don't want to give it too much away, but she does work in kids ministry, so we'll talk about that later, what her role in that is. But I want to welcome to my audience Amy Visconti.
Hello, thank you so much for having me on your show, and I'm really excited to be here tonight.
Thank thank you again. It is so fun that you are in the studio and you took time out of your busy day, because we were actually just talking about how as women we just always feel so busy.
So busy, but Mondays are my day off, so I didn't do too much today, so that's good.
That works. Yes. Monday is my day off too, yeah. So I mean, besides the show, of course. So that's good. We always need a day off.
Yes, everyone needs a day off.
So I always kind of give just like a little icebreaker of maybe, you know, who you are, what you're about.
Okay.
And then we can get into some other things that we were going to talk about tonight, just to introduce you if someone is tuning in and they haven't seen you before, which is hard to believe if they haven't.
I'm not that big of a deal. My name is Amy, like she said, and I, along with my husband Ryan, are the lead pastors of Generation Church. We have two campuses, one in East Mesa and one in Ahwatukee, and we've been married for almost 6 years now, which is crazy. Time goes by so fast. But it's just been a crazy journey together since we got married, and just watching God do amazing things in our life and in our church and in the Phoenix area. And it's just been awesome. I love my husband very much, and I love getting to work with him every day. So that's exciting.
That's so cute. I was just thinking the other day when I saw you guys up on stage and you were kind of like co-pastoring.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at how cute they are. And it's like, you probably don't notice, but the way your husband looks at you, it's like really precious. I'm like, oh my gosh, he just adores you.
I do know that he does. He adores me, and he's the best husband in the whole world. So I'm very blessed and very thankful that I get to be married to him. So he's awesome.
He's probably listening to this like, heck yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So anytime I invite, you know, somebody on the show, because this is more of like a faith-based show,
yeah,
we do talk about other things, but I know that when I first rededicated my heart to Jesus, even though I loved him when I was little, I kind of like fell away for a while before, you know, I made the solid decision that I was going to take all my ideas in my life and just kind of throw it down the drain and follow him wholeheartedly. It was other people's testimonies that really encouraged me, because you really can't argue someone else's experience.
So true.
And everybody's experience is so different and unique, which I love that, because you really can't have two of the same testimonies, even if they're similar. God is so unique and personable with each one.
So true.
So if you wouldn't mind, I forgot to tell you, it was like right before the show, I'm like, would you mind like sharing your testimony?
No problem. I love sharing my testimony. Yeah, no problem. My parents were pastors, and we moved to Phoenix when I was 5 to start a church from Illinois. And I just grew up in an amazing home with great parents who really loved Jesus. And I think through their faith and watching them journey through being a pastor and loving their community and each other so well, I just really fell in love with Jesus at a young age. And I never really looked back. You know, I remember being in kids' church. My mom was actually the children's pastor at the time, and just deciding at the age of 6, I believe this, and I believe that Jesus is real and that he died on the cross for my sins. And that really was the beginning of my journey. I know a lot of people, they grow up and in church and they have similar experiences, and then they kind of turn away for a while and hopefully eventually turn their lives back to God. But I never really went through that. And I think that it's because I just really fell in love with Jesus at a young age. And I grew up going to a kids camp, and when I was 8 years old, I was called into the ministry, and I just knew that's what God had for me, and I knew that that was the path that he had for me. So I just embraced that at the tender age of 8, and I just grew up, and every day I fell more in love with Jesus. And in my teenage years, you know, everyone questions their faith at some point, but I just never did, really. I just knew that he was real, and I've just seen God's blessing on my life throughout my whole journey. And I grew up, I graduated high school, I went to Bible college. I was a single kids pastor for 13 years, and wow. It's just been a crazy journey. So a lot of Christians, I always felt like my testimony was boring, but my husband pointed out to me a couple years ago, it's not boring. It's a, you know, it's a miracle that
yeah.
you loved Jesus your whole life and never turned your back on him. And I just am grateful for that now. Not that I'm awesome, but right, that just right. that I've had that experience and that passion for Jesus my whole life. So
absolutely. I think also the testimony that I hear out of all this is when you raise your kids yeah. in an environment that sustains the life of the truth of God's word,
yeah.
it's going to fuel them to make the right choices in school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as the days go by, our culture and the society and the world just gets darker and darker. And I think, you know, when you have other people that are shining the testimony that you do, it is possible to live a life here on earth, even though it can be dark, you know, yeah. with the hope of Jesus and not fall away. And we need people like that to give hope to the people who felt like weak in their faith at times.
So true. And everyone has weak moments in their right. faith where they feel like, wow, I wish I didn't make that choice, or I wish I didn't have to go through that journey. But just the steadfast love of Jesus that gets us all through that.
Yeah, praise the Lord yeah. for him.
Amen.
So we're so excited to dig deeper into some really fun questions yeah. that I have for Amy tonight, and we will get back with you shortly after this commercial break.
Experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show. And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in again tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you were not here for the very first segment, I have the amazing and beautiful Amy Visconti in the studio with me tonight.
I'm excited to be here.
And she was sharing her testimony and a little bit about herself, but she is a lead pastor at Generation Church alongside of her husband, Pastor Ryan. And the fun part, too, is I always like to kind of share how I meet my guests, because sometimes people are like, well, how do you know all these people? I'm like, well, I don't know. God puts me in cool situations. But how I actually came across Generation Church was my mom, and she kind of randomly, like one night, I think I came back from a walk with my dog, and my mom's like, hey, there's like this really cool, like young, hip church. Like, my mom's all telling me all the cool stuff. I'm like,
I've not heard this story, so I'm very interested to hear what you say next.
She's like, there's this really cool, like young church. I think you're really going to like it. And she also knows that I really like to listen to sermons, like while I'm getting ready or working out, because I love music, but sometimes you can only hear the same song so many times. You're like, I need a break. I need something else, you know? So I like to listen to sermons, and one of the pastors that I listened to was Levi Lesko.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just because I like how he's young, and I just like it's so cool when I see people of a younger age on fire for the Lord, and they're doing stuff for God. Like, they didn't have to wait until later on in life, and so that always inspired me. And so I was like, oh, cool. So I checked it out on Facebook, and I liked your page. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to, you know, listen to some of the podcasts so I could hear stuff. So I remember, you know, for a couple of months, while I'm working out in the morning, I would go to the podcast and I listen to Pastor Ryan, and I'm like, man, this is, like, really good. And
he's an amazing preacher.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's good. He's just got such, like, both of you have such a young heart, and I love how both of you explain things, because it's so easy to understand. Like, I don't think it, you know, sometimes God's word can be overcomplicated.
So true.
And then it intimidates people. Like, I can't understand. This is, like, way over my head. So I was like, I got to check this out. And at the time, I was already, going to another church and committed to that. And I was like, oh, they have a 6 p.m. service. This is so awesome. So not many churches have a 6 p.m. service.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why we started one, so that people, if they have to work during the day or they have any other commitments, they have a night option.
Yeah, that is what I thought was cool. And I was like, well, now I don't have an excuse not to go.
Yeah.
So, and that's on Sunday nights. And so I went. And it was funny because when I met Pastor Ryan, I shook his hand. I'm like, I've been listening to your podcast for months. So I'm here in person. And I just loved it. And so I invited some of my other friends. I'm like,
that's
you've
awesome.
Got to check this church out. Like, it's so, like, young and fun. And you could just feel, like, the presence of God is so strong that I'm funny when it comes to worship, because it's hard for me not to cry, but at the same time I don't want people seeing me cry.
Me too. I cry almost every single Sunday in all three of our services. Like, I've already sang this song three times and I'm still crying. It's the power of the Holy Spirit.
It is. And I'm like, dang it, I don't want people seeing me cry. But but it just touches your heart. And you know, when you experience something like that, it just makes your heart, like, hungry for more and to come back. And so that was kind of, you know, my little taste of Generation Church.
That's awesome.
Before I started going more, you know, more and more.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those of have not heard or been to Generation Church, you know, I wanted to open up that window for them and for you to talk about how did you and Pastor Ryan even become pastors of a church, and, you know, why Generation Church, and, like, how did it start?
Yeah, so it's actually a really cool story. Ryan was in the military, and he was not really serving God at the time. And when he was in Iraq, he completely surrendered his life to God.
Wow.
And had a complete transformation. And a few months later, he was running on the treadmill, and he felt like the Holy Spirit was telling him that he was supposed to go into the ministry. And his first response was, heck no. And he was ignoring it for a little while, and then he just realized that that's what God had for him. So he started the process of getting out of the military and started going to Liberty University to get his master's in theology online.
Cool.
And he moved back to Phoenix, which his parents were pastoring at the time, and actually was the executive pastor of his dad's church for a while, at which is now Generation Church, but at the time was Celebration Christian Center. And through the process, he just really started changing a lot of things and really had a heart for Arizona, because we both grew up here and decided that this is where he wanted to pastor. So in that time, we got married, and he co-pastored with his dad for a year, and then just 3 years ago, he became the lead pastor of Generation Church. And when he became the lead pastor, that's when we relaunched everything, and we started our chapel service, which is also awesome because it gives people another option. If they like the lights a little bit brighter and the music a little bit quieter, they have an option too, because we just want all different kinds of people to experience God's presence. So 3 years ago, we launched Generation Church, and it's grown so much in just such a short amount of time. And like I said in the beginning, it's just been a crazy journey of watching God do amazing things through us and through the church. And it's been so much fun just seeing hundreds and hundreds of people accept Jesus and be baptized. And this is just the beginning. So it's awesome.
That, you know what, I love that too. And it always makes me think of this quote by C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
And he always says, because he, in the quote, he says, you're never too old to set a new goal or to dream a new dream.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're never too young.
So true.
And, you know, there's so many stories in the Bible that have encouraged me about people who were young who did great things. And I didn't realize this until this year, but I was studying about Joseph's life.
Yeah.
Because I just turned 30 in April. And it's weird because I feel like the world says it's, like, older, but at the same time, you're still, like, so young. So I'm like, it's like that in between. You're like, whoa, what do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, like, this is a cool new stage. And I found out in Joseph's story that he didn't even become, you know, second into command of Pharaoh until he was 30. So his whole life, basically, of being in prison twice and all the horrible things that happened to him, he was an adolescent.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, went into ministry in a way for God's kingdom at 30. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. Like, it just, like, made me feel amped in my heart.
Yeah.
And I know, like, sometimes people, I don't like to put people on the spot with their age, but just, like, in the encouragement, like, you and Pastor Ryan are in your very, very early 30s.
Yes, I'm 31, and he's only 32, so.
I mean, to be lead pastors of a church as successful as you are, and two campuses.
Two campuses. We just launched our second campus in June, and I think that our story is just a testimony that it doesn't matter how old you are, God can use you if you let him.
Absolutely.
I think sometimes people put their own limitations on God.
Right.
And they don't let him do what he wants to do because they don't feel adequate.
Right.
And I don't think we ever feel adequate.
Right.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You could be 30 or 50 or 70. We never feel like we're ready or arrived to do what God has for us. But I think he likes it that way because then it's obvious that it's him working through us instead of us working in our own strength.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many things that I know for sure was God giving me the confidence, because I know myself, like inside my own fears and doubts, and I'm like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
Like, that was him, you know? Like, by myself, I would have chickened out and been like, no way, I'm kicking the bucket. Another thing I wanted to talk about, too, is every time I have a previous guest on the show, whatever like topic we talked about, I try to like take a thread of that and like weave it in a little bit into
That's
our
awesome.
Conversation.
Yeah.
And the last guest was Vicki Hurd, and so she is actually the owner of the company that I work for full-time at Bella Rose Estate.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And she owns two companies on the same property that are completely different from one another.
Wow.
And so during the day, it's a program for young adults who have disabilities, and it's like this really fun program where they get to like hang out and learn like adult skills and just be social and, you know, not feel like outcast,
yeah.
you know, because there's no need for that. So that's really fun and encouraging all the way. And then the second business is the wedding industry and events where people get married on the property. And so, you know, we were talking about what it's like to work with your family because it's a family-owned business.
Yeah.
And I know, like, starting a business is tough just in the aspect of starting up a company, but then when you throw in working with family and mixing business together, I know it could be, you know, rubbing hot coals together
yeah.
sometimes. You're like, ah, this is a lot of lines that are about to be blurred.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wanted to ask you, what is it like? Because I know that, you know, your husband isn't the only family member, but his parents.
Yeah, his parents, his sister, and my parents all work
wow.
at the church.
Well, I don't know if I met his sister. Who's his sister?
His sister is Kirsten, the children's pastor. She does host time a lot.
Does she? She comes on the stage,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his sister.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So working with my husband is amazing, and I love it. He's my favorite person in the whole world.
That's
so
good.
Just seeing him, just getting to be with him, and we didn't always work together. So now that we do get to work together, it's been awesome. And then I think just when you work with family and you remember that family comes first, even in the mm-hmm. difficult moments, you can overcome that. Because
That's
it's not
right.
always easy, and to think that it is silly.
Right.
Because your family are people, so that means they're human. So we all have different quirks and different things that maybe are frustrating or can be difficult in the workplace. But with Jesus in the center, which obviously since we're all pastors, he is,
yeah,
it helps
absolutely.
Us to work through those moments.
Right.
And as time goes on, it gets easier.
Right. That's really good.
Yeah.
'Cause I know when we were talking, too, it's like there's sometimes people, you know, they get like this unction in their heart that God's calling them to do something.
Yeah.
But they'll either think too long about all the things that could go wrong, you know. And
yeah.
when you start to overthink it, that's when you start to chicken out. And that's like kind of the same thing that I used to do. But another thing is when you guys are, you know, co-pastoring together, what do you feel is the most rewarding part of pastoring a church? Because I think sometimes people don't realize like all that goes into it. I think
that is true.
I think people think you just like roll out of bed
on
like,
Sundays and then we get the whole week off.
Right. And I'm like, no, that's not how it goes.
No, it's actually a lot of work, but it is so rewarding. And I think every single time someone encounters Jesus in a real way and you see that life change, there's just nothing better than seeing someone first fall in love with Jesus and then grow in their walk with Jesus. And I think that that makes all the work and all the late nights and family conversations and dreaming, it makes it all worth it because there's nothing more important than people encountering Jesus. And just every single time someone raises a hand, it just brings tears to my eyes because it's not just affecting them today, but it's affecting their eternity.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. That's what we believe at Generation Church. Our mission statement is we exist so people far from God can experience new life in Jesus. And everything we do is backed by that. And that's what drives us. That's what motivates us. That's what gets us out of bed in the morning. We want people to experience the life-changing power of Jesus.
That's so true. And I definitely have like a little nugget I wanted to share with that, you know, the impact that my life was made from going back to church.
Yeah.
And we can't say all of it just yet. We got to save a little bit after this commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Amy.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
Business owners, need more customers? Offer fantasy sports contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices. Whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Hi, this is Pastor Brenda Pratt, Senior Pastor of Freed Indeed Christian Center, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10:15 a.m. Listen, we are a growing, exciting ministry out in the Tulsa West Valley area, and we are looking forward to spending time with you in fellowship. We believe that many hands make a heavy load light. Come be a part of a growing ministry that seeks to honor God, serve the community, and enhance the lives of all of its members. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and I'm so appreciative that you guys took the time out of your day to be with me and my guest, Amy Visconti. And we were just talking about, her role as a lead pastor at Generation Church alongside her husband, Ryan, and some of the things that she gets to do, being a pastor at that church. And before we dig deeper into some of the questions that I was going to get into, I just wanted to kind of warm our viewers' heart with a little bit of a testimony of why going to church is so important in my life and why I encourage other people.
Yeah.
Is because when I was little, I went to church all the time. Like, I was born in the church and practically, and my mom made it a point to make sure that I was always plugged into, like, the kids' ministry and learning all the stories about Jesus, and I had my own little children's Bible. And especially when you're a kid, it makes such a big impact. I feel like sometimes parents don't realize, like, how much of an impact they're making in their kids' lives when they're sharing the truth of God's word mm-hmm. at such a young age, because it's really before real-world experiences can taint their mind or their heart perspective. They're still, like, really fresh and yeah. you know, naive in a good way.
That's why the Bible says to have faith like a child.
Right.
Because they haven't experienced, well, not all, but a lot of times they haven't experienced anything that would have them have a different experience or have a bad taste in their mouth or a crazy worldview. They have only experienced Jesus, and right. it's easy for a child to have faith because they just are so ready and willing to learn.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, that did such a positive impact when I was a kid. And I know that's what helped me go back to Jesus, because as soon as my family stopped going to church and I was pulled out of that environment, well, then I became the product of my peers and the environment around me. You always adapt to your environment.
So true.
So if you're put in an environment that is, you're going to church, you're plugged into God's word, you know, and you're learning biblical truth to apply to your life, you're seeing your parents walk that truth out and yep. being an example to you of God's word. It makes it so much easier to trust and believe and to follow the Lord. But when you're taken out of that environment, it's so easy to fall away because you're not having that reminder of that refreshment. You know, right. when Jesus says that he's the living water that you don't thirst, well, you're going to get really thirsty if you're not around him for a while. And, you know, that's what happened to me. So from junior high to high school and throughout college, that it was such a big chunk. That was more than half of my life, you know, when I wasn't with God. And I just, it's not like I put him in a box and just decided, nah, I'm done with him. I don't believe he was the savior of the world. No, I just was like, okay, I love Jesus, but I also love doing life my way.
Right.
Well, at least I thought I did.
Yeah.
And when I really experienced how uncool what I thought cool was, I'm like, this isn't cool at all. This is a terrible, like, road I'm heading down. You know, that's when I really reached everyone, you know, that does come to Jesus, if they do fall away, kind of reaches whatever their rock bottom
yeah.
is. And so for me, I had came down a road of suffering from so much anxiety and stress and turmoil that I couldn't cope with everyday life. And my mom, I remember in college, just kept saying, you really need to go back to church. And I didn't know at the time how much she was praying for me, which is why I know prayer is so powerful.
Yeah.
And I finally, there's so many stereotypes I think we have in our mind. Like, I don't want to go to church because it's going to be really awkward. I'm going to feel weird. People are going to stare at me. They're going to think I'm some bad sinner, and they're going to be like, ew, why is she here? Like,
get out.
No, I'm just kidding. Chase you out. Like, just all kinds of ridiculous fears, you know, that really was planted there by the enemy, because
yeah.
he knows how powerful being surrounded by a group of believers
yeah.
is. And so when I started going back to church, I remember that the Holy Spirit just wrecked my spirit in a positive way. You know, when you say that word, people are like, oh no, what did he do? And I'm like, no, it's like in a good way.
Yeah.
But I just remember getting to experience what, as an adult now, because I wasn't a kid anymore, what true peace
yeah.
is, what real hope is, what real love is, because the world does not know what real love is. It's all about me and what serves me, but, you know, learning the heart of how Jesus served and gave and loved people through sacrificial
right.
Love. So that, you know, even though it was a little bit of a process, it just totally transformed my life. And
that's awesome.
Which is why I love to encourage people to go to church, even if you don't read the Bible every day, or even if you don't know if you really believe in Jesus yet, you're kind of
yeah.
like, I'm not sure. Well, like, I think Ryan, too, was saying, you know, it's not like you're going to have a timeshare with these people.
Yeah.
You sell your soul to every person.
Yeah.
It's just...
it's a really good place to start.
It's an experience.
Yeah. And the more you go, the more you realize this is God's family.
Right.
And I think that is what's so encouraging is... It's not a room full of perfect people. It's not a group of people that have their life all figured out together, but it's a group of people who are on a journey to become more like Jesus. And that doesn't mean that no one in that group's ever going to hurt you, or that they're never going to walk through something difficult or ever make a mistake. But when you all have the main life decision that you're going to follow Jesus and you're going to take steps towards him, and you're all doing that together, then it's just family.
Right.
And when you're a part of God's family, there's just nothing better.
It's so true. And, you know, I heard this from a friend of mine. I never heard this analogy before, but he was relating to going to church as like going to a car wash. And he was like, so many people say, oh, well, I need to have my life or perfect, or all my ducks in a row, right? I need to get myself together before I go to church. I'm just too into the world. I'm too much of a sinner. Or like,
yeah,
you know, I like doing all these bad things. Well, he was like, well, you don't like wash your car and then go to the car wash. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You take your car dirty and to you go to the car wash.
That's a great way to say it. Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that's so true. And it's like about God is no one can fix your life. If any celebrity could fix their lives, which they haven't, then there'd be no such thing as church, because everybody would just know how to manage their lives on their own. They wouldn't need a savior.
No, we all need church because our lives are a hot mess.
You know, so I just like say that to encourage people about church in general.
Yeah.
And also, if people are in the valley or ever do come visit Arizona, you guys don't have just one campus.
No,
we have two
campuses. We just launched our second campus on June 4th in Ahwatukee. So that's one in East Mesa, one in Ahwatukee. And it was really cool because that Ahwatukee campus was my parents' church.
Wow.
And we went through the whole process of merging with New Life Church in Ahwatukee, and now it is our second location of Generation Church, and it's just been amazing, and that location is growing, and we are just doing everything that we can to reach out to our community. And one of the things that we've done is just last month we had a backpack outreach, back to school outreach, which is really cool. Over 1,000 people came to both locations.
Wow.
And we handed out 600 backpacks to people in need. And we, at our Ahwatukee campus, we have a food pantry that is open Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday every week from 11 to 12. If you guys know anyone out there that needs food, just show up. We have fresh produce and meat and all different kinds of food. And we also have a clothing closet at our Ahwatukee campus, which is open on Saturdays as well with the food pantry, where you need a new outfit, you come, and no strings attached. We'll just show you the love of Jesus and give you some new clothes.
Yeah.
And that's just one of the ways that we're reaching out to our community. And it's just been so cool to watch the church grow from these outreaches, because when people really encounter Jesus, it's not a one-time event. It's something that happens every single day in our lives. And when, you know, you encounter Jesus and you keep going back to church, like you were saying, you can just see the transformation that happens in people's lives. And that is just, there's nothing better.
Absolutely. And it spreads too,
because it does.
I heard someone say that you can't catch health, but you can catch disease, you know. So it's like when you are surrounded by all those people, like when you're saying, experience the love of Jesus and being in those communities. So when you're out in the world and you kind of feel like you're getting all of that dirt on you, or you're just feeling depressed, or you don't like who you see in the mirror because of X, Y, and Z, whatever they said, but then you're coming to an environment where you're telling that they're telling you the word of God, that you are loved, you are called, you are chosen and equipped and designed for a special purpose. When you go out in your community at work or school or in the neighborhood, now you are carrying the light of Jesus to impact all those people.
Yep, so true. And everyone can share the love of Jesus once they've experienced his power.
Amen. So I know we have some more stuff that we're going to talk about the next segment right after this commercial break. Thank you.
X
experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time home buyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you have been with us from the beginning, we are just so appreciative that you have stuck with us all night long. And
yeah,
if
it's been fun.
Are just tuning in, me and my guest, Amy Visconti, who is the lead pastor at Generation Church alongside her husband, Ryan, we're talking about how they just launched a second campus in Ahwatukee.
Yes.
And now, you know, if you are in the area of Ahwatukee or East Mesa, you can attend either church.
Yes, we'd love to have you come and visit.
So it is so fun. And I was just asking her, too. I was like, who pastors that church? How do you do two campuses at the same time?
So our Ahwatukee campus, my dad actually preaches at the 9:30 service and at the chapel service at 8:30. And then we live stream video of my husband at the 11.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love that. I love how technology can really, like, it impacts so many people,
so
especially
true.
In a positive way.
Yeah.
If you do it right. You
yeah.
know?
Technology is a great tool.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I also know that this is what really blows me away, because I already know that what you do at the church is already, like, a really big deal. That's, like, a lot of work.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're the kids director.
I am.
And it's Arizona Ministry Network,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So do you want to explain to me and
sure.
the guests, like, what that does and what you do in a typical day? Because it sounds so fun, and I'm, like, really excited to hear about it.
Yeah, it is really fun. Like I said, in the first segment, I was a children's pastor for 13 years, and I think 2 years ago, I was approached by the Assemblies of God Arizona Ministry Network to become the kids director, and it actually had always been a dream of mine, because that was the campground that I grew up going to, was the same one that the Arizona Ministry Network directs that camp. And I had just always had something in my heart, like, I want to do that someday. And the previous person moved to Colorado, and they offered me the job. So I run all of the kids' camps for the Assemblies of God and all of our kids' ministry. So we have a big kid mention in February, which, like, is a big conference for over 1,000 kids that come to a church for a weekend. And then I'm also the point person for all the kids' pastors in the state. So if they need help with something, or they need advice about something, encouragement, then that's what I'm really there for, is to help the kids' ministry in Arizona become better.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy cow, that's so awesome.
I love it. I love working with kids, and I love working with people who love working with kids, because it is really cool just to impact this generation for Jesus. And if you can get them while they're young, it will drastically change their lives.
Absolutely.
So it's been an honor and a privilege to serve in this role, and I love every second of it. So I just got back from our 4 weeks of kids camp up in Prescott, and was running all of those 400 kids at each camp, and
it's 4 weeks. I don't think four weeks. Just get by that, like, it's not a big deal, because I have done camp for high school kids 1 week, which is only 4 days.
Yeah.
And I came back, and I love it. It's like something that I would never
like church
regret.
Camp. Yeah.
But at the end of those 4 days, I'm wiped out, and I'm like, I can't wait to just go in my own bed and just get like some rest, you know, because you're just tired, you know, it's a lot. But I'm thinking that's like the ultimate Wonder Woman.
Oh, thank
four
you.
4 weeks. And then not only that, but you have so many kids, and it's like, because the campgrounds, too, it's not like it's glamorous. So it's, like, really campy.
Yeah, it is not glamorous. It is the opposite of glamorous.
Right.
But seeing kids encounter Jesus every night in the service makes it all worth it. I tell all of our camp counselors that come up every single week, the first day, none of this is worth it if kids don't encounter Jesus.
Right.
So that kind of helps put everything into perspective.
Definitely. So. And I know even with the younger ones, too, the rule there. Because, like, with little kids, they don't have phones yet unless their parents, you know, are really trying
to keep.
Of
them do.
Oh, they
do? Yeah.
I'm over here like, they don't have phones. I'm like, what's happening? You're five and you already got, like, you know, an iPad.
Yeah, a lot of them do. But we take them away for the week so
they
can focus on Jesus without any distractions. So.
Yeah. And just that, too, I realized, is such a big difference when you take away. Not that technology is bad, but I think sometimes we almost become a little too attached to it.
I think it's a huge distraction.
Right.
So sometimes when you can just put your phone away or turn it off even for a night, just kind of frees your mind from all the distractions, especially on your phone. You got a lot of distractions in that little box.
Right. Well, one thing that I did too, I know this is like switching subjects a little bit, but I took off all my notifications.
It changed my life when I did that.
Because you're trying to, like, let's say you're out to dinner with, you know, your husband, a girlfriend, a family member, and your phone's like, ding, ding, ding. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, just today I was talking, you know, on the phone to somebody about Bill, and I was on a group text, and like, they don't know. But I didn't know you could do this, but I actually had to, like, check the do not disturb, because I was like, I couldn't even talk, because I'm like, what's going on? Like, my phone's blowing up, and I'm like, not even making sense to the other person on the other line. They're like, what did you say? You put the what? And I'm like, I'm sorry, hold on. You're like, you know, the distractions. And so at the camp, I noticed, you know, when the kids had that time where they can put away social media for a little bit of time and learn, you know, just connecting with their peers in an environment that is less threatening than
safe.
It's
a safe environment. Yeah.
Hearing all the things that would come out of the kids' mouth, like the things they were dealing with, and just having that opportunity to pour into their hearts.
Yeah.
You know, it is. And it's been life-changing. I've seen so many young adults when I would go to camp, their lives totally changed. They're not even the same person. Like, one of the girls, I think she was a freshman in high school when I first started mentoring her. Now she's already going into college.
Yeah.
And I know it almost makes me feel old, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, you have just blossomed into this young, mature woman that has so much good, you know, self-respect and, you know, healthy, like, character traits and values.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of that was plugged in at camp.
At camp. Camp is life-changing.
It is.
And it was this same camp that I was calling to the ministry. And so now to... I grew up at that camp all through kids camp, went to youth camp at this campground, and now I'm the one running it. So it's been really cool, and I love it. Yeah.
So if somebody wants to volunteer, or if they want to sign their kids up,
yes,
I know, what are the age groups, and or if they want to volunteer, how can they do that?
Well, the age group for the camp that I run is 8 to 12,
okay,
and our website for this campground is azagkids.org.
Awesome.
azagkids.org, and all of the information for camps, and if you want to serve at the campground, you can go to that website as well and sign up and volunteer your life away at camp. But there's nothing more rewarding.
Yeah, that's so neat.
Yeah.
And one of the things, too, I always like to ask my guests that come on the show, for the viewers at home, is, you know, you have so much aspirations and a lot of passion and dedication in your heart for the things that you do, and you have so many accomplishments. What would you say to the woman that, you know, God has placed a dream or a goal in her heart, but maybe she's faced a lot of adversity or challenges, or, you know, when we were talking about, we feel like we're just too busy to make time for, you know, some of the things that God's calling us to do. What would you say to her to encourage her, if that, you know, if that's one of our listeners?
Yeah, I think that just being faithful in what God has given you at the time, if you are faithful in those areas and you just trust God and you steward what he's given you well, then it, through those opportunities, he will expand what he's placed before you.
Right.
So I think whatever he's given you, even if it's a 2- and 3-year-old at home or a husband or a job that you don't love, whatever's in your life right now, just be faithful in whatever your life is at the moment and let him work out what he's trying to teach you. Let him work out anything in your life and just take the steps that are placed before you and let God take you wherever he wants.
Absolutely.
If you're just faithful in what he's given you and you steward what he's given you well, then he will open up the doors of what he has prepared for you.
Absolutely. It makes me think of David when he was shepherding
as
a little boy. It's like, you know, those little things that we may think are not important in life because they're like, oh, well, this is just mundane, or, you know, this is just like, I don't see God's glory in this, but it's those little things. I always feel like it's the little things in life that make the biggest impact.
So true.
Instead of where we feel like we just arrived.
Yeah, nobody just arrives. It might look like on the outside like they just arrived, but that's not real life.
It's not.
It's just being faithful in every day, waking up, growing closer to Jesus, taking care of what he's given you, and just living out your daily life, and eventually those dreams that God has placed in your heart, because I'm a firm believer that the dreams and the desires that you have in your heart were placed there by God.
Right.
And even though you might not be where you want to be in life, or you haven't accomplished those dreams, just be faithful and let him work out those dreams and that calling in your life in his timing, because we don't want it in our timing.
I know.
Because we'll mess it up if we try to make it happen in our timing.
Yeah.
But just be faithful and let his timing come to pass, and just he'll do amazing things. And I think it's also important to recognize what he's doing in your life now, even if the big dream isn't happening, even if you don't feel like you're fulfilling the calling that he has on your life. He's working in your life now, even if it's in a small area, he's working. So recognize that and celebrate that and be thankful for what he is doing. And then in those hard times or those difficult times or the seasons where you don't feel like he's moving, if you trust him and you see the good that he is doing, then it's just a lot easier to walk into the destiny that he has for you than if you're just sitting in the corner complaining because you're not accomplishing what God has for you at that moment. But right. You probably are. You just are choosing not to realize it.
That's so powerful. And I love that message that you gave. And I'm like, man, this night went by so fast. Like, I wish we can talk more. And I just wanted to encourage all those who are listening that if you are in the area,
yes,
to come check out Generation Church.
GenerationAZ.org is the website if you want to look it up online.
And if you are a young adult, I know the 6 p.m. service.
Yes.
The first Sunday of every month,
yes,
you have the young adult night at,
yes,
6 p.m. And then it's the third Sunday, right, of,
yes,
every month for the Ahwatukee campus. And also to come get involved in a life group.
Yes, come join a life group. We love doing life with anyone who wants to be a part of our community. So all people are welcome.
Yes, it definitely helped me learn a lot or get to meet a lot of awesome people through,
good,
the life group. So we're so happy that you tuned in with us tonight. We're going to put all this information on my blog and all the links to everything we talked about tonight so you can get plugged in. And we hate to say goodbye, but until next time, have a blessed night, everybody.